This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The director of El Paso County's Public Health Department will step down at the end of the month. Dr. Robin Johnson has been in the job for almost 4 years, including the past nearly 2 years of pandemic. In a letter to the Gazette, Johnson says she will pursue other professional opportunities. The newspaper reports Johnson's agency has often been at odds with El Paso County commissioners who oppose COVID masks and vaccine mandates. A player with the Colorado Avalanche has tested positive for COVID-19. Defenseman Devon Taves is expected to miss at least 6 games. The Avs beat the New York Rangers 4-2 last night. Up to 2,000 Afghan refugees are expected to resettle in Colorado by the end of the year, and many are in need of basic food and supplies. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
And a flower.
Thornton-based food bank Food for Hope has boxed up over 100 meal kits. They're delivering them to refugee families that resettled in the Adams County area after the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan this fall. Program manager Reva McIntosh says the demand they've seen is huge.
They've gone through so much, so if it's one less thing for them to think about just for a couple days even, then maybe it just can lift their spirits a little more, you know.
The meal kits will be delivered in the coming weeks. The state's Refugee Services Program also put together a wish list from refugee families in Denver and Colorado Springs. That list is on their website. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The Front Range has strong winds through this afternoon. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.